From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. There's concern in diplomatic circles about potentially strained relations between the U.S. and Britain over the release of the convicted Lockerbie bomber. Britain's employment minister tells Sky News that the ties between Washington and London are key, and he hopes there's no fallout. President Obama admonished Scotland for releasing Abdelbaset el-Megrahi on compassionate grounds. The Libyan is expected to die within a few months from prostate cancer. There are reports that Britain influenced Scotland's decision to free el-Megrahi. The Pentagon has quietly changed a key policy on the detaining of suspected terrorists captured in Iraq and Afghanistan. NPR has confirmed that the military is now reporting the identities of those held in secret camps to the International Committee of the Red Cross. NPR's David Shaper reports.
The two secret camps operated by U.S. Special Operations Forces are in Bagram, Afghanistan, and Balad, Iraq. The Pentagon had previously said releasing any information about the detainees there could jeopardize counterterrorism missions. But the military quietly changed that policy earlier this month, and it is now required to promptly report the identities of terror suspects to the International Committee of the Red Cross. A military official tells NPR General David Petraeus instituted the change. It allows for greater transparency of the detention program, and it allows the Red Cross to better track what happens to detainees. In a related development, the CIA tomorrow is expected to release a scathing report by the agency's inspector general from 2004 that details abuses that took place in CIA prisons. David Shaper, NPR News.
Tens of thousands of South Koreans said goodbye to ex-President Kim Dae-jung during a state funeral held for him in central Seoul today. Dwali Saikau Ta was there and has this report.
Ten Buddhist monks in maroon robes offered prayers for 85-year-old Kim Dae-jung at the multi-faith ceremony. Despite the scorching heat, people were fighting to get into the state funeral service held at Seoul's National Assembly Plaza. Park Young-suk, a prominent supporter of the late South Korean president, gave a eulogy.
Kim Dae-jung이라는 이름은 불멸할 것이니 이제 역사 속에 쉬십시오. 대통령님.
Addressing him directly, she said the name of Kim Dae-jung will live forever, so rest in peace in history. Foreign dignitaries, including an American delegation led by former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, were in attendance to mark the passing of an era. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikau Tao in Seoul.
A huge wildfire fueled by gale force winds has fanned out across suburbs of Athens, Greece. Thousands have evacuated the communities north of the capital. The village of Marathon is pleading for more firefighters and equipment. A wildfire is racing down a mountain directly toward two ancient temples in the village. The fires have raged out of control for 3 days. This is NPR. Customers are streaming into car dealerships across the country today to take advantage of the final weekend of the popular Cash for Clunkers program. The $3 billion program gives consumers rebates of up to $4,500 on new fuel-efficient cars when they turn in their gas guzzlers. Nearly 500,000 cars and trucks were sold as the weekend began. The program ends at 8 o'clock Eastern Time Monday. Some car dealers have already ended the program, wanting to make certain they'll be reimbursed by the government by Monday night. Urban traffic noise is getting in the way of the mating habits of frogs in Australia, and some of them are finding creative ways to keep the romance alive. From Sydney, Stuart Cohen reports.
A study at the University of Melbourne has discovered that male frogs are having trouble making themselves heard over the rumble of traffic and other urban noise. Some frog species have seen the range of their mating calls reduced from nearly 1,000 yards to less than 50 feet near busy roads. Dr. Kirsten Paris carried out the research.
So the frogs are using a lot of energy to call, and nobody out there can hear them.
So in order to be heard, Dr. Paris says some frogs are singing a different tune.
The males are calling at a higher pitch, a higher frequency, to move their calls further away from the low-frequency traffic noise.
Dr. Paris found that frog populations around Australia's second-largest city have been declining since she began her research in 2000. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
President Obama and his family began their vacation on Martha's Vineyard after the threat of Hurricane Bill had passed. The Obamas are picking up the tab for their share of the $35,000 a week rental home. Taxpayers are paying for security and White House staff, which is routine for presidents. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.